You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hull are 23-20, the draw 11-5 and Burnley are 13-5. I have to say that before looking at the prices for this game, I was all over Hull. I still would be. Their home form has been fantastic. Last 10 games in all competitions, just the one defeat, and that was to Manchester City. Burnley, as we know, are famously terrible on the road. Just the 1 point picked up away from home all season. That was in a battling draw at Old Trafford. Hull have been completely revitalised, Tom, haven't they, by Silver coming in. But I still don't really want to back them at 23-20, to be honest.
I think the problem with Hull at the moment, and I agree with you, Alex, the problem is with them is you're looking at them being improved and you're looking at some of the results they've had, and everybody's saying it who's watching them, saying, look, they're a much better side than they were under Mike Phelan. But ultimately, you look at the squad of players and the personnel and you think this is a team that already started the season with barely any players. Its January transfer dealings were pretty woeful in terms of losing Snodgrass, one of their star men, and bringing in people like Niasse. And I know he scored, and you know, I know he started all right. And likewise, the injuries that they've got. I mean, I'm looking at a list of their injuries here. Some huge players for them. People like Abel Hernandez, Michael Dawson, Curtis Davis, probably one of the biggest ones. Ryan Mason, of course. Will Keane. I mean, the list is unbelievable. Odubajo as well. Hull probably have one of the worst injury lists in the Championship, in the Premier League. They already started off with a small squad. So what Marco Silva's doing is incredible. I think it's so difficult to kind of quantify just how difficult it's been. But I was listening to Curtis Davis in midweek, and he was saying, look, it's a meticulous sort of planner of matches. You know, he lets us sort of get on with things, but in training, we are so well prepared for every single opponent, and they will be prepared for Burnley. And Burnley, who not only are awful away from them, we don't need to go over old ground there with how bad they are, but I think that FA Cup defeat is a real setback, you know. I know people will say, well, you know, they can put it to the back of mind, but I think a result like that rocks the club. And I know it was all about Lincoln, but Burnley should have won that game. There's no way Burnley should have been, with the personnel they had out, being dragged down to what Lincoln wanted it to become. A fair play to Lincoln, you know, they deserved it. But for Burnley, I think that's one that's going to set them back a little bit. That, and I think that they'll have been shaken, because I think a few of their players will have thought, we've got every much a chance as anyone else of getting to a Wembley semi-final or even final. So maybe I wanted something a little bit more from the price of Hull. But I'm happy enough to take them. And I'd probably look at, you know, maybe Hull and both teams to score at 15-4. But I'm happy enough to take on Hull. Home form is strong. Four on the bounce. Swansea, Bournemouth, Man United and Liverpool have all lost there. So I'm happy to take Hull at 23-20.
OK. Umar Niasse to score. Hull to win in 90 minutes was 11-4. Now 7-2. That would tempt me a little bit, Derek. But again, it's still pretty short price on a side that, through the course of the season, haven't been superb. But again, you can't back Burnley away from home, can you?
No. Well, after last week or the other week, I can't back them at home either. So, you know, that game against Lincoln, Tom's right there. That will have devastating consequences, that, because there was no fluke about that result. I was watching the game and I was thinking, if you came out from outer space here, you wouldn't know which is the Premier League team. Lincoln were every bit as good as Burnley, and it was a strong team Burnley put out. And you remember I said last week, I said, there ain't that much difference between non-league players and run-of-the-mill Premier League players, and Burnley have got loads of them. On their day, the non-league players can raise their game, but they just can't do it consistently. I watched that game, and I tell you, I was amazed how ordinary Burnley are or were. And it makes me more amazed that they're so high in the table and they've beaten so many top teams, because that was a rank bad performance by them. You're right, you can't. I keep saying they've got to get a result away from home soon enough, because they've shown how good they are at home. But now, after watching that, I can't touch them with a barge pole. Hull have been unbelievable at home. They've been beating good sides, very good sides, on their own patch in recent weeks. They'll beat Burnley. Yeah, you're right. 23-20, I was expecting more than that, but I can't oppose them.
Now, at William Hill, you can get your bet onto the website for featured matches. If there's a bet you fancy that's not on the app, just tweet with the hashtag #YourOdds to @WilliamHill, and the traders will try to price it up. #YourOdds from William Hill.